Inside Mac.
For Thursday, August 10th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. Students choose Apple as one of the top places to work. iPods and laptops are banned from plane cabins. And Hollywood is making it a little bit easier to transfer movies to DVD. So where do college students want to work when they grow up? A survey was conducted recently. ResearchandMarkets.com reported that 787 undergrad and MBA tech students were surveyed for the technology edition of the 8th Annual State of Student Recruiting Report. The report reveals how technology students view prospective employers, how they determine where to apply, where they choose to work, and more. According to the report, there was an in-depth profiles of 15 industry-leading companies, including Apple, Dell, Google, Intel, and Microsoft, and more than 60 companies were represented in all, and out of the 60, Apple came in the top five at number 3. The top five most desired technology employers in 2006 are Google, Microsoft, Apple, IBM, and Yahoo. During the UK airspace security alert, UK authorities didn't allow passengers to take any electronic devices, including iPods and notebook computers, as hand luggage on planes following the arrest of 21 people in connection with the plot to blow up planes in mid-flight en route to the US. Macworld UK reports that all notebooks, iPods, and mobile phones had to be checked baggage on all flights out of the UK. Since 9/11, airplane passengers have become accustomed to additional checks in the U.S. If you bring a laptop, it has to be out of their cases and x-rayed. There are growing fears that these new security checks may lead to increased chances of theft or damage to laptops and devices. The story explains from January through June of this year, U.S. passengers filed nearly 1.8 million complaints concerning mishandled baggage, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation statistics. Baggage handlers don't take caution when handling luggage, and notebook computers could be vulnerable. A laptop in general can take a 3-foot drop on concrete when it is shut off, but the best way to go is to get a hard shell case to offer more protection and hope that the ban will end quickly. Apple has released Security Update 2006-004 for Mac Pro and Mac OS X Server version 10.4.7. The company said the security update is recommended for all Mac Pro systems running Mac OS X version 10.4.7 as it improves the security of Image I/O and OpenSSH. Hollywood has given in slightly and are in the process of removing a few of the procedural hurdles that have prevented the legal recording of movies onto blank DVDs in the past. The AP has reported that the rule changes are expected to be finalized soon by the DVD Copy Control Association. Retailers could create movie jukebox kiosks where customers can select a movie and burn it to DVD instantly. This new rule just may give iTunes the go-ahead to allow video downloads to be transferred onto DVDs. According to the AP, the coming technical and policy changes involve the Copy Group's proprietary technology known as the Content Scramble System, or CSS. The association licenses the encryption technology to makers of DVD players and other electronic companies and applies it widely to movies on DVDs to restrict illegal copying, but now the association said it will soon expand licensing to movies that are digitally distributed on demand or a la carte, not just for movies that are mass-produced on DVDs. The report adds that disc makers that produce CSS-compatible blank DVDs are in the works as Hollywood studios have been experimenting more with digital distribution. When the online movie service Cinema Now became the first to allow customers to transfer mainstream films onto DVDs, users complained that the movies sometimes couldn't be played on standard DVD players. GM of Sonic Solutions, Jim Taylor, said that problem should disappear when CSS is available for digital downloads. Coming up, a popular concert gives its fans an iTunes thank you gift. The Inside Mac Minute continues.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Tom. I'm not in right now. In fact, I'll be out most of the day. I need to go to the computer repair shop. My Mac crashed big time. There I was working on the final version of the annual report when, boom, I crashed. I am so dead. No backup, no vacation, no job. Life sucks.
Hey, Tom, this is Rich, your neighbor.
Sorry to hear about your computer crash. Too bad you weren't using Tech Tool Pro. It could have fixed your drive and recovered your files in a few minutes. Go check it out at www.micromat.com. So anyway, I'm calling about some crazy kid that just drove his car through your side fence. There's a 67 Chevy sitting at the bottom of your pool. Take care.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has published the winners of this year's Apple Design Awards at WWDC in San Francisco. The Apple Design Awards is an annual contest sponsored by Apple to recognize technical excellence and outstanding achievement on Mac OS X. The winning developers receive valuable prizes, and their winning entries are showcased at WWDC 2006, Macworld 2007, and on the Apple website. A few of the winners include TextMate 1.5.2, The Sims 2, and Lineform 1.1. The complete list of winners and runners-up are posted at Apple's website. Griffin Technology said, "Have Power Block, will travel," as it has announced the package designed to simplify charging USB devices while traveling. The Power Block Travel is an all-purpose charger for devices that get their power through a USB port. The new travel pack has added plug adapters to use while traveling internationally. It's priced at $34.99 US, and it includes a Griffin dock connector cable for an iPod, as well as an accessory pouch to help keep track of the adapters. Lollapalooza took place this past weekend in Chicago, and the fans who attended the popular concert were treated with a special surprise. They were all given an iTunes card that can be used to download a special collection of free tracks from the artists who performed at the festival. According to iLounge, Lollapalooza attendees can also send a cell phone text message to receive set lists from the festival by texting the keyword set list and then enter your email address to 56658. You will then receive an email that will link directly to the set lists on iTunes. There is more, though. The organizers of Lollapalooza said that live recordings from select bands on the festival's top four stages will be available exclusively on iTunes for 30 days. However, the live tracks are not yet posted, and no release date has been given. If you're interested, just keep checking. And those were the stories that were making it Mac today. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.